you've got a personal experience with Glenn Youngkin you wanted to share.
Hi, Clay. Hi, Beck. Good to talk to you guys. Yes, I used to feed him when he was a basketball star at Rice, and he used to come to my house for dinner as when he was on a scholarship. He worked at a restaurant that my husband ran. My husband at the time ran, and anyway, he was a great kid, a lot of fun, and just a really, really nice person. Super, super nice person.
So you want him to run for president of the United States based on your experience back when he was a basketball player at Rice? You've known him for a long time.
I'm a Trump fan, and I think the ticket of the two of them, him for vice president, yes, and then in four more years if he runs for president, he's got my vote, of course. Yep.
This is why the Trump VP pick.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead, Julianne. Yeah. You were still going.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I just think he'd be a great VP, and then and then we've got 8 years of him. It'd be great. He was a great kid, great morals, great personality, good person, warm, just all around. Glenn, if you're listening, we'd like to get in touch with you. We hadn't seen you in a long time, but we just had a lot of fun. We took our little girl to the basketball games and she had a little Rice cheerleader outfit, and we had a lot of fun as young ones. We were all young men, and it was a lot of fun.
Thanks so much. Look, I think Glenn Youngkin is very impressive. I think anybody who's objectively looking at what he did in Virginia, and also just his career path, it's impressive stuff. Would he be whoever the Trump VP is in a very unique position, because let's say Trump wins the whole thing, and that VP is going to be in that VP role for about 2 years, and then it's time to start thinking about their run for president.
That's right.
Very short. You know, a lot of times you run, if you're Joe Biden running for the VP in 2008, you're looking at 8 years being VP, and, I know he ended up being president, which was crazy, but very different now. Very different. So,
Buck, I was just going to hit this. You're speaking of Biden. CNN has a big article up. Second paragraph. Get ready, top Democrats are being urged. Despite what he has said, despite the campaign that's been announced, CNN, second paragraph, article up on the website right now, says President Joe Biden won't actually be running for re-election. Just saying, if CNN, that's the second paragraph of their lead story right now on their politics website, CNN's putting this out there, this would explain a lot of what my boy Gavin Newsom's doing. He's been running for president, shadow campaign, knowing that at some point Joe Biden may officially announce that he's not going to run for re-election.
We'll see.
That you talked earlier in the show, Buck, about how much things can get shaken up. That would be a monumental shakeup, the likes of which we have not seen in generations.
The most confident prediction I can make here, setting everybody off into the weekend about politics and America right now, is that when we sit down to do this show in January of 2024 and we play some of our clips from today, we'll be like, yep, we had no idea what the heck was going to happen with that.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Innovation Refunds has helped thousands of small businesses with their ERC tax refunds. The ERC is the Employee Retention Credit. If you own a business with 5 or more employees, you could have money waiting to be claimed.
The ERC tax filing process is complex. Innovation Refunds is dedicated to helping business owners navigate the process. If your CPA said that you might not qualify for the ERC, it may be worth getting a second opinion. Innovation Refunds Network of Independent Tax Attorneys are familiar with the updated qualification criteria. They'll even work with your CPA to help you discover and feel confident about your eligibility.
They've been helping eligible businesses claim their ERC tax refund since 2021, and they may be able to help your business too. Go to innovationrefunds.com. There's no upfront charge. They don't get paid unless you get paid. Call 1-843-REFUNDS. That's 1-843-REFUNDS. Or go to innovationrefunds.com. That's innovationrefunds.com.
Now, I've told you about how Relief Factor helped me with my aches and pains. Let me tell you about Haven in Texas. Haven writes, I'm taking Relief Factor from my shoulder and lower back, and it works. No more pain. My husband started taking Relief Factor for his upper back and hip and didn't think it was working until he ran out and realized the pain was coming back. Relief Factor just works. We are so happy it's working for you and your husband like it does for thousands of others across America. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free solution developed by doctors to help your body attack the underlying inflammation causing pain. What activity would you like to be doing again? Your first step to becoming pain-free could just be to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. After trying Relief Factor, over 500,000 people have gone on to order more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's 800-4-RELIEF. Live your best life and feel the difference with Relief Factor.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. With more than 60 years of experience combined, our friendly and knowledgeable staff is here to help with HVAC installation, repairs, and indoor air quality services. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. Make the call 702-742-3310. For the right price, call Pro Price.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get? That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. There's been an arrest made in the Go-Go Beach murder case in New York. Speaking to WABC-TV, Suffolk County Police Commissioner Rodney Harrison.
Members assigned to the Go-Go Beach Task Force, which consisted of numerous detectives and investigators from the Suffolk County Police Department, as well as our partners in the FBI, did place one individual under arrest, transported him back to 30 Yaphank, which is our headquarters, and he's currently in custody at this time.
That individual, 59-year-old Rex Huerman. There were 11 victims involved in the case, most young women. Authorities say Huerman faces 3 murder charges and is the prime suspect in another of the killings. He was arraigned in state court in Riverhead. Also at townhall.com, the House approved the National Defense Authorization Act, which would authorize $886 billion in spending on national security, including a 5.2% bump in pay for troops. That's the largest in more than 2 decades. Language that would block the government from banning gas stoves has found its way into bipartisan appropriations bill in the Senate. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Last year, a commissioner with a Consumer Product Safety Commission said the panel was considering regulations or even a ban on gas stoves. Senator Joe Manchin sponsored the gas stove amendment and says it's past time for Washington bureaucrats to, in his words, stop overreaching and telling American families how to cook their dinner. The White House has come out opposed to such a ban, and the House has already passed its own version of such a bill. Berkeley, California's first in the nation ban on gas stoves in new construction was struck down this week by a federal appeals court. Bob Agner reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hello, fellow Republicans. I'm Jill Douglas, and I'm running for chairwoman of the Clark County Republican Party. Qualified, trustworthy, and proven leadership is imperative for us, Republicans in Clark County, to win races in 2024 and to work together to build a strong, energized, well-funded, and well-managed county party. There is no other path to victory. The most important in-person vote is on Tuesday, July the 18th. I'm asking for you to attend and vote for me as the next Clark County Republican Party chairwoman. Success breeds success. My career of 30 years in the same industry and a 40-year marriage to a military husband raising four children to becoming successful adults and a loving grandmother to eight grandchildren give me the foundation of family values, personal responsibility, and loyalty to family and community, and are my strengths for this position. I would appreciate your vote on July the 18th for chairwoman of the Clark County Republican Party, paid for by friends of Mrs. Fix-It.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, home prices across the country increased for the first time in 5 months. Las Vegas was one of the 19 cities that went in the opposite direction. Online real estate firm Redfin reports the median price for a home in the U.S. was up 1.5% year over year. But Las Vegas experienced a 6% drop in its median price, the third largest dip behind Austin, Texas, and Detroit. The biggest increases in home prices were in Milwaukee, Providence, and Miami. Vegas Vic is fully lit again in a good way. The iconic nearly 80-year-old cowboy sign at the Fremont Street Experience is glowing again after it was found in violation of the city's sign code back in April. City officials say the sign was out of commission while blown bulbs were replaced and other maintenance issues were dealt with. There's a slim chance the official all-time Las Vegas airport record high temperature could occur this weekend. Weather experts are looking for a high today of 112, 115 on Saturday, 117 on Sunday, and 116 on Monday. If the 117 is accurate, it would be the fifth time the official measuring station at the airport would record such a number. An excessive heat warning continues in the region until 8 p.m. Tuesday evening.
KMCQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Finlay Mazda in the Valley Auto Mall. We offer the biggest selection of new Mazda vehicles.
Watch for an accident. Interstate 15 southbound. That's at Blue Diamond. Accidents Reno at Frank Sinatra, Tenaya at Lake Mead, Decatur at Palmyra. And do expect some heavy congestion there on the Southern Beltway. That's 215 eastbound at Valley Verde.
Here is just some of the bold agenda that I'll immediately implement when we become the 47th President of the United States. Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, shortly after I win the presidency because of you, I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settle. I'll get it done in 24 hours. I know them both very well. I am the only candidate who can make this promise, and the promise is I will prevent World War III. Nobody else is going to be able to do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Friday, July 14th. Yep, it's Friday. It is the day that we take a few minutes, just in the beginning of the show, to celebrate what I like to refer to as the best day of the week. Here we go.
Oh, man, what day is it?
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Come on, you know better. It is Friday. It's the day we celebrate, and today we celebrate it in a very special way because Victoria Seaman joining us, the Las Vegas City Councilwoman and candidate for mayor of Las Vegas, she joins us now. Victoria, you ready for the hottest weekend of the year?
I sure am, Kevin.
you're not canceling anything or maybe postponing something and for a cooler weekend?
Oh, no. Our breakfast buzz, War 2 Biz, is tomorrow, 9 to 10, at the pavilion at the Veterans Memorial near the pavilion pool, and we are going forward with it. You know, it's funny, you're playing that song, and I'm thinking, we celebrate every day. My team and I work 7 days a week, and we just celebrate every day as another beautiful day that we can be here and in the city of Las Vegas and serve the public.
Does the council work all through the summer? I know a lot of communities they take Fridays off, or they take this week off, or they take a month off, whatever it is. You guys work all the way through?
We do. Now my staff gets a vacation time and they get to decide when they would like to take it, but we work all through the summer, and you know, it's our Monday through Thursday is when the city is open, but my staff forwards our phones and takes calls through the weekend. They alternate, and we get on cases that are happening in our ward every single day. So I think it resonates with this constituents that we do work this hard. I mean, somebody sent me something from next door, and it said, you know, that our team is just on it. We're working very hard, and they get an answer right away. I like that public servants, to hear that about other public servants too, because it's really important. We're elected and we're supposed to represent the constituent, so we take that very seriously.
Run through a couple of the events. And one of the things I love about what you and your staff do is you create events in Ward 2 that are absolutely amazing. Can you run down just a couple of them to give folks a flavor of what it is you guys are up to?
Yeah, I mean, we do a monthly Breakfast Buzz Ward 2 Biz. Twice a year, we do a shredding event. Twice a year, we do Art in the Park, where we feature local artists. We started last fall, a pet adoption fair, which we are continuing. That will be twice a year. We just started an anti-human trafficking event because we were asked to host one at City Hall for AIA and Power to Parent. And so now it was so successful, we're doing that, a couple times a year. We just did a town hall with Sheriff McMahill. And now I just met with 10,000 Beds yesterday, a very interesting organization for the recovery population. And we are now going to do an event for them in the fall, and business roundtable in the fall as well. So, yes, we are constantly coming up with events to benefit the community, and it brings the community together. And I love doing it, and my staff just rolls their eyes when I say I have another idea, because they know something's coming where we're going to be working even harder. But I'm
that's
so
great,
grateful.
Though.
I could not do this, Kevin, without my team. I could not. So it's
that great. Is amazing. That is absolutely amazing. You have the added burden now of not just patrolling Ward 2, but you've got to look at the entire city of Las Vegas because you're running for mayor. Can you give me a sense of what you are hearing? I know you give a great stump speech, and I love listening to you talk, but you also listen. What are you hearing from constituents outside of Ward 2?
Well, that's a very interesting question because, you know, I have been going all through the city and spending time with leaders in different areas. And recently I was with some pastors in the wealthy ministries, and they're very concerned about their ward. You know, it looks like an area that's been neglected for years. And so we just recently did a trash cleanup over there just to put a spotlight on what needs to be done in this area. You know, as as mayor, it will be my purview every single ward, and I don't want any ward left behind. And people know the work that I'm doing in Ward 2, and you can count on me to make sure that this happens throughout the city. Now, you have council members in those areas, but I will be making sure that we're not leaving any ward or any area in neglect or behind. The second thing that I'm hearing is public safety. So I work really closely with Metro. I work really closely with our marshals. I work really closely with Kevin McMahill, our wonderful sheriff, to make sure that we're doing everything we can to keep the public safe.
I had a chance, in fact, earlier this week, a Monday, and talked with representative of the teachers union, and they don't have a contract for this coming year. Are you confident that we're going to have schools open on time and hopefully with teachers with a contract?
Well, I absolutely hope that our public officials are doing their job. That is not in my purview. I really have no say or control over that, but I can tell you this. They should be doing their job to make sure that the school's open. We are 50th out of 50th, not a good place to be, so we can't afford to not open our schools on time. And we need to start worrying about the children before we worry about anything else.
Let me just ask you, schools, obviously, we hope they will open on time. There's a big meeting on July 29th where teachers are going to get together and figure out what the next move is. Are you confident that the leadership in our school district is what it should be? The teachers themselves say they want Jara out. Do you have any thoughts on that at all?
Once again, this isn't my purview. I do know that we're doing our jobs, if our leaders were doing their jobs, we wouldn't be 50th out of 50th. So we need to hold them accountable, and we need to make sure if they're not doing their job that the voting population has a choice in who they elect in their school board. But we need to absolutely hold our leaders accountable. That's what I expect people to do of me, and I expect them to do it with all the other leaders. If you're not doing your job, you need to get the boot. So that's where I'm at. But it's not my purview, Kevin, but I do have a vote. I do have that ability to vote.
I do want to ask you, because the legislature just concluded the 82nd Nevada legislature. I know it's not your purview, but what they do impacts all of us, whether we live in the city of Las Vegas or in Clark County. Can you talk a little bit about your thoughts on what went down over the course of 129 days?
Well, now that does affect the city, so I'm glad you asked that question. I think that we had a governor who did his job in vetoing some really bad legislation. So kudos to our governor. And I believe we have a great lobbying team at our city that made sure they were up there, making sure that they don't affect anything that we have to deal with all year round. I'm grateful that they didn't overturn our camping ban, which was what they were trying to do. They were also trying to make sure that we don't take away our ability to do charter schools, and we have an amazing charter school in the city of Las Vegas that is doing very well. One of the things that this legislature needs to do, even though it's not in my purview, at one time it was, where we were trying to break up the school district. My gosh, this needs to happen. There are so many things that we can do to improve our education, and the folks out there need to realize who they're voting for in that in those seats, because our children matter, and we need to break up the school district. We need to get school choice and opportunity scholarships. If we don't do that, we're going to remain 50th out of 50th. When I was in the legislature, we were 49th out of 50. They passed the commerce tax, which I voted against because I knew it wasn't going to change anything, and we went from 49th to 50th. We had a bill to break up the school district, and that ended up in an interim committee and didn't do much of anything. And I think that we need to really start voicing what we need and what we want in this city.
Again, Victoria Seaman joining us, Las Vegas City Councilwoman and candidate for mayor. It comes up in every council race, in every mayoral race, and it's the role of developers in our community, whether it be golf courses being turned into housing developments or whatever it might be. Do we need to do a better job dealing with developers?
Absolutely. We have $100 million lawsuit sitting in, you know, waiting for the Supreme Court to make a decision, and that should have never, ever got to that point. Should have been settled. We needed our council members at the time. This was way before I got into council, but I was very much aware of it and always was vociferous about how we needed to be very cognizant about what we're doing with zoning, because, you know, we have three different judges now that said we did a taking on the Badlands. And now it's up at the Supreme Court because the city appealed it. And I've been the outspoken one on the city council before I was a city council member, and I've continued to do it. The only one that has begged, pleaded to try to settle this before we had three judgments against us. So yes, they need to do a better job. And let me tell you, Kevin, we have a new city manager that will be taking over in September. We have a new city attorney that will be taking over by August 1st. And I can't be more happy to get a new lenses on what's happening so that we can look at what we can do to really be mindful of the taxpayer dollar. So we're going to have a new mayor in 2024. And we're going to have a new city manager and city attorney in the next couple months. And I can tell you, we need it.
In our final couple of minutes, I want to talk about the path to victory. Is there going to be a large field, small field, and does it matter to you one way or another?
It doesn't really matter to me. We have, there's a few of us that are viable candidates, and there'll be so many others that'll just pay the $100 fee to run. I am not looking at any of them. I am staying in my own lane and continuing to do the work that I have done in the last 4 years, which is put residents first. And I'm going to continue to do that. I have a great team. Chris Carr is my consultant. He's just been an amazing man, really cares about the community. And my team is amazing, my campaign team. In the meantime, I'm still working as a councilwoman. I'm in office till 2026 regardless. And so I have a lot of work to do, and I'll continue to do exactly what I've done, is putting residents first.
In our final minute, what is it you need from my listeners? How can they help you? How can they reach out to you?
Well, they can go to victoriaseaman.com. And they can donate, because we definitely need money. We definitely need volunteers. And starting in January, we'll be having people contact us to put signs in their lawn and, you know, just come aboard and be a part of our team. The campaign really starts in January. Right now it's time to raise money because we're going to need it, because we have, you know, other people running. And we want to make sure our message gets out to the entire city. We know that Ward 2, I won in the primary with 55% of the vote with five opponents, because absolutely people know the work I'm doing. But I need the whole city to know how much I care about our community and the work that I'll continue to do as mayor.
Victoria, always good to talk to you. Stay safe, stay cool, and we will talk again soon, I promise.
Thank you, Kevin. Good to talk to you. Bye, everyone.
Have a great weekend. Victoria Seaman, Las Vegas City Councilwoman and candidate for mayor of Las Vegas. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency